We had left the tents for the musician's block. We were entitled to a blanket, a washbowl, and a bar of soap. The head of the block was a German Jew. It was good to be under a Jew. He was called Alphonse, a young man with an extraordinarily aged face. He was entirely devoted to the cause of his block. Whenever he could, he would organize a cauldron of soup for the young ones, the weak, all those who were dreaming more about an extra plateful than of liberty. One day, when we had just come back from the warehouse, I was sent for by the secretary of the block. A7713? That's me. After eating, you're to go to the dentist.
But I haven't got a toothache.
After eating, without fail. I went to the hospital block. There were about 20 prisoners waiting in a queue in front of the door. It did not take long to discover why we had been summoned. It was for the extraction of our gold teeth. The dentist, a Jew from Czechoslovakia, had a face like a death mask. When he opened his mouth, there was a horrible sight of yellow, decaying teeth. I sat in the chair and asked him humbly,
"Please, what are you going to do?"
"Simply take out your gold crown," he replied, indifferently. I had the idea of pretending to be ill.
"You couldn't wait a few days, doctor? I don't feel very well. I've got a temperature."
He wrinkled his brow, thought for a moment, and took my pulse. "All right, son. When you feel better, come back and see me, but don't wait until I send for you." I went to see him a week later with the same excuse.